He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It is Thursday, March 12th. The Texans have more and more players coming to Reliance Stadium for workouts. Today we caught up with Owen Daniels. The tight end received a tender from the Texans because he's a restricted free agent, but he's still hoping to get a long-term deal. I talked to him about his negotiations with the Texans and about how his offseason is going. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is tight end Owen Daniels, the first Texan to catch a touchdown at the Pro Bowl. So I haven't talked to you since the Pro Bowl. How's your offseason going, considering?
It's going pretty well. I can't complain. Being in Hawaii was a lot of fun, playing with all those guys, and had a good time at the game, and was fortunate enough to have a couple catches and score a touchdown.
Did you make any new friends?
I got to be a lot of cool guys. One of my favorite guys over there was Peyton Manning, and see him on TV a lot with the commercials and everything, and he's just as funny, if not funnier, in person than he is on those commercials. So he was one of my favorites out there.
I always hear funny Peyton Manning Pro Bowl stories. He just sort of lets it loose out there. Do you have any for us, any that you can share?
Let's see. Well, he made some rules in the first meeting we had. Some rules from the previous year that had gotten established. One of those was if you're going to be at the pool during the Pro Bowl, it's a fun week. Guys trying to relax, enjoy themselves. So he said if you're at the pool, this is where all the guys hang out, you have to have an alcoholic beverage in your hand. There's no drinking water and stretching like Adrian Peterson did a couple years ago. He just drank water and stretched at the pool and then ran for like 200 yards and got the MVP. So if you're going to be at the pool, you got to be drinking. If you're at the pool, you have to listen to the music they're playing on the radio. You can't bring your own iPod dock and play your girlfriend's music like Tony Romo did. He was sitting there with Jessica Simpson playing her music, blasting it at the pool while everyone was there. So
that's not cool.
Not cool. Not cool. So everyone was rolling when you saw those stories. Really funny guy.
Well, now you're back in Houston. You're obviously working out at Reliance Stadium. Talk about what you're doing as far as getting ready for your off-season workouts.
Every year I try to take as much rest as I possibly can. It's a long season, and heal up the nicks and the bruises, and just try to get fresh for the off-season. So I give myself 4 to 5 weeks before we actually start up as a team, and I'm in here now just trying to have a little base ready for the off-season program.
Well, you're also a restricted free agent this off-season. Texans tendered you an offer. How surprised were you by that?
I was expecting, I guess, something to happen. I wasn't exactly sure what was going to happen, but to get the highest tender possible, I guess, is showing my worth to the team. It's going to be tough for, I think, a team to come in and get me to give up those picks for me. But, hopefully, the Texans can, we can come to an agreement and I can, sign a deal to be here for a while.
There's a lot of talk with you coming back to the Texans. Texans will have one of the best offenses again next season. There's also some talk about the Texans being sort of like the Cardinals next year. The Cardinals really surprised a lot of people. What do you think about that? I mean, you kind of see the similarities there?
When you have a team like Cardinals who, go 9-7 and go to the, a drive away from winning the Super Bowl, I think that gives a lot of teams hope to, if you can just get into the playoffs, anything can happen. So our goal is still just to get to the playoffs and get into that tournament, and we'll see what we can do from there.
Texans will have a new backup quarterback in Dan Orlovsky. Have you gotten a chance to talk to him, or what are your thoughts about him backing up Matt Schaub?
I'm excited about having him here. I haven't had a chance to meet him or talk to him or anything like that, but I think he's a pretty good player. He played with one of my old teammates from Wisconsin in Detroit, so he's told me some good things about him. I know he's got something that he'll probably never live down about running out of the back of the end zone there, but I'm sure we'll all give him a little bit of business about that, but we're excited to have him here. I'm sure he'll do a good job for us.
When he spoke to the media in Houston for the first time, of course someone asked him about that, and he manned up to it. He said, that was an idiotic play, quote-unquote idiotic, so he had fun with it, so I'm sure he can actually take y'all's joking. But also, Texans will be looking towards, adding some key components in the draft, probably a backup running back for Steve Slayton. Have you looked at all any of the college prospects coming out, anyone you like?
Honestly, I don't really know about any of the running backs out there. I know that, people are talking about some good defensive ends and some good linebackers, and that's what I've heard. I don't know what direction we'll be leaning toward. I think we'll probably get a couple defensive guys, but Just want some good players to come in here and work and help contribute to our team.
Texans have gotten a lot of good draft picks, including you, in the last few years, so it'll be exciting to see where they go. Well, thank you, Owen. As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Friday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.